ZEW, W4SBX.
BX and 4ZLK, mobile. Hey, Brad.
And your name is Shane, is that correct?
Correct.
Hey, Shane, yeah, I was trying to call Ben. I got a little, it's not an emergency, but my phone, I can't do nothing with it, and I got a customer service with Pure Talk, and they told me to wait 30 minutes, then power it off, and then call back in 30 minutes. If not, I got to use somebody else's phone, so then I'll have to wake Mom or somebody up. But, it's just kind of weird, because I can't do nothing on it.
What is it?
It's a Samsung A36 Android.
Dad, I've got an iPhone. I had a Samsung a long time ago, but I've been on iPhones for years, and I'm not really familiar with the operating system of the Androids.
Roger that. They probably talked me through it on the talk line or whatever, the customer service thing, but I don't know. I put that Avast Safe or whatever it's called on it, and then I gotta touch my finger to the phone to unlock it. I gotta put in like a 6-digit code to unlock it. It's just way too complicated. But my password for the Google account is what is stumping me. But when I try another way and send it to my email, I don't get no email. And it's the same email I use for QRZ or anything.
Sorry, sometimes those things can, something can change like that, and it's a problem. Sorry about that. I was running down a 2-lane highway. There's lots of traffic, and there was a van, a work van, on the left-hand side, half in the road and half on the side of the grass. They're almost in the ditch, going the same direction as me on the wrong side of the road. I was wondering what he's doing. Had to get around to Mr. Reuter as I went by him. He was looking for a driveway, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, we got a problem like that here, too. And you be safe out there, my friend. But we got Amazon trucks. Some of them look like a white van with a little placard on the side, like a rental vehicle, Amazon, UPS, or whatever's using them. But some of them pull in the driveway and turn around. Some of them just block the road. They'll be half on the road, half off the road.
Yes, for 34 years, and when I was delivering route, they said if you can't get completely off the road, then block the whole lane. They didn't want us half on and half off, because actually you can get a ticket for that. If you're in the road and you got your four ways on, you can't get a ticket for it. But if you're halfway off and somebody hits you, then you'll be ticketed for not being either all the way off or all the way on.
Yeah, like the ones that I see normally, and yeah, I'm pretty sure all them drivers are excellent, like the ones that drive the big brown van or the FedEx, official truck. They seem to do okay, but it's like they must sub it out people now. I don't know what they're doing, but I always tell them, the real professional drivers, they know. I'll tell them, I said, look, you got room to turn around here, and you don't get stuck or nothing, but you do have one every now and then. It'll stop right in the middle of the road.
Never go down a driveway the first time if I didn't know unless I knew it was a long driveway, especially at nighttime. Not until I checked it out to make sure, because they didn't want us backing out, especially in the dark. But I made it. Never had any accidents doing that, so never tore up anybody's property.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's a good company to work for. This one guy, he comes by. He's with them at least 30 years. He talked to me one day. He said, "You're Marine, huh?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "So was I." And I told him, I said, "Dude, there used to be gravel. It looked like a little bit of grass over there, but there's gravel underneath that grass. Grew up through it." But I said, "Anytime you need to turn around, don't back up the road, because we got a little sharp turn right down the street." And so, I think a lot of it is these people they must be subbing it out to or something. But some of them, they do some crazy things.
A lot of sub drivers, and FedEx does too. They'll have a guy who owns the route, but he'll sub it out himself. But Do you live off Jonesville Road area?
Yeah, that's correct. And now that you mention it, it is either FedEx or Amazon, because I order a lot of stuff on the internet, mainly Amazon, and sometimes Walmart.com. But Walmart, sometimes they send it post office, but they usually either drop it in the mailbox or on the porch. But I've noticed with Amazon, I get a lot of weird looking vehicles coming up here.
Deliveries from Amazon in the same day before Christmas. And two of them showed up. One was in a personal vehicle, and the other one was in a van. One of them, the van was leaving as the personal vehicle pulled up. But yeah, I know your driver out there, Brian, former Marine, or a Marine, formerly in the Marines, blonde-haired guy. I actually had that route, and he took it from me. He was there. He's been there longer than me. Of course, he's still there. I went ahead and left, but he took that route from me back in 2010, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I don't see him too much anymore. Maybe he switched routes, but you know where I always run into him at? He always remembers my face, and I remember him. But if I go up to the CVS right here off Main Street in Simpsonville, and he'll be delivering stuff to that store, picking up. I think he's delivering, but I see him bringing stuff in a lot, but he might be picking up too, I ain't sure. But yeah, he's a real good dude. Shane, I kind of thought he'd be retired by now, but maybe he just wants to keep getting it.
Yeah, last year UPS offered a buyout, and I think they're going to do another one again. UPS didn't renew the Amazon account. We used to deliver all of Amazon, and then FedEx got some, and then we delivered a good majority of it. Now Amazon's got their own vehicles, and UPS didn't renew that account this year, and so they're trimming down the excess employees is what they're trying to do, because they lost a lot of volume with Amazon. And he was thinking about going, and he might even take, if they offer another buyout here in the first of the year, he said he might do it. But I mean, one guy, he worked 45 years before he retired, and man, 34 was enough for me.
Oh, absolutely. And I know they ain't really easy to work for. If they get to see a scratch on that truck, they probably fire you for it. I don't know, but that you could answer that. But yeah, I know he's been there a long time. But yeah, I don't know. I forgot. I was going to say something else, but I can't remember what you said first. But anyway, yeah, that'd be a good company. I'm sorry. Let me drop a second. So now, Shane, I listen to The Word every day. 98.9, and Bill Frady, Charlie James, and whoever else gets on there. But I heard something about that on there where UPS is going to start closing some facilities and laying off people, or buyouts, whatever you call it, get some kind of pension. But yeah, I don't know. I was kind of wondering how that was going to work out.
A lot of volume with that, losing Amazon, and I don't know, I don't want to talk too bad about them, but they weren't providing the service that they used to either. And, used to be the best in the shipping business, and I still think they are the best, but they don't focus on doing everything, you know, as good as they can anymore. They just try to be better than the next guy, which is probably FedEx. Instead, you know, so they really let a lot of stuff go, and I hate it for it, because, you know, it was a good company to work for. And, you know, I had a lot of customers, residential and business customers, and it was kind of a source of pride, you know, that we were there every day. And now I don't even get deliveries on Mondays and Wednesdays. I don't even get delivery at my house up here. It's too far out. They don't want to run on Mondays. You know, they're trying to cut the days they deliver in the far out, away from the Greenville area. But then they got to put in an extra run on Tuesdays and Thursdays to help cover that extra volume they didn't deliver. So I don't understand it.
Comment. KR4ETW,
Chuck.
Go ahead, Brad. I thought he was going to comment on FedEx or UPS. GPS, but yeah, man, good to hear you on there, Chuck.
Ty's gonna comment on all of them. I still get good service from Amazon, but one thing's really got me is if you use eBay, shipping's got unreal. Shipping's getting unreal on all of them.
Yeah, roger that. I bought a Heathkit power supply on an auction. I got it for $50, and I'm telling you what, this thing looks like brand new out of the box. Even the book that came with it looks pristine. Real clean. I had real good pictures. So I got one in the auction for $50, but after paying shipping was half the price. I paid a little over $75 after, you know, all said and done. And I'm like, Lord, I didn't know the shipping was going to cost that much.
Item on Amazon is $12.95. It's going to cost me $23 to ship it.
Well, are you a Prime member?
Neg.
Roger that. And I'll tell you what, I learned a little trick with Amazon. Kind of by accident, but if you sign up, they'll have like get 7 days free Prime, and then you cancel, no extra charge as well. You know, then they let it roll over, and I got a check in the mail about a month ago for $51 because they got a class action lawsuit. But what I'll do is go on there to get what I want without $6.99 shipping or any additional costs. I'll sign up, and then I'll pause it. Either cancel or pause it, but I usually just pause it, and then when you'll get an email or a notification that it's about to renew, just go ahead and cancel it. But I do that a lot just to save shipping. I play their little game.
It's all got expensive shipping. To me, it's a little bit uncalled for.
I'm going to jump out of here. Chuck, good to hear you. Brad, nice to talk to you tonight. I'm pulling in the driveway. I'll say 73 and turn it over to Chuck. KR4ECW and 4ZLK.
Okay, W4SBX. Be safe out there. It was great talking to you, too. Didn't mean to leave you out of the conversation there, but you take care tonight. W4SBX, clear with you.
Good talk to you. Just want to jump in. I know you, when you get home, you're going in. I know that. So, KR4ECW, clear with you.
W4SBX, Brad here. Yeah, I don't know. That is just a little side conversation, but tonight I got to wait to be at work at 4:00 in the morning, so my alarm goes off at 2:45, but my phone's aggravating me, and I got to shut my phone off until approximately 7:30. That's about the time I take my pills to go to sleep and whatever else, and then so I can't even use my phone for about a half hour, so I thought I'd jump on the radio a minute. I might check in on the Sassafras repeater, but I already pre-checked in to the Brewers net.
If I stay up this late, but I'm going to try.
Roger that. I've got all kind of things I need to, loose ends I need to get done, but anyway, it was great talking to you again, Chuck. I'm kind of a lot sleepy from working all day and can't really relax when I got off work today. Dealing with taxes, and it's been one thing after another, and then now the phone issue. So anyway, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer or a Bradley Downer, but it's always good to talk to my ham radio friends. Back to you, Chuck.
I'm the same way. You get down on some of the issues in everyday life, but it always picks back up a little bit. That's what I try to believe. But, a few things a little welded and all, but nothing major.
Yeah, that's cool. But my friend Ben, well, you know Ben, KO4ZEW, me and him talked for a few minutes on the phone tonight. That's why I got on the radio a minute ago. I was going to tell him my phone ain't working now, and try to catch him on here and just give him an update. But anyway, me and him are planning to get together this weekend and do some welding. I got a brand new flux core welder I've never used, and we might work on some horseshoe projects and railroad tie projects and whatever else. But we might just hang out here Saturday or Sunday and mess with that and a little bit of ham radio stuff.
I ain't getting enough weld all that. I just got a little stick welder and do a little bit with it. And then I had a big welder, a wire welder that I had for about 10, 12 years. Got it out and used it for the first time.
Depends on the application, but Ben's got one that'll do all of it. It's better than the one I got, but I ain't sure if he's going to bring it or not, but I miss TIG welding. I like that a lot. But MIG welding's what most companies use now, but I couldn't afford to get into all that right now. I just bought something like a plug square welder from Harbor Freight, about $140, and just something to stick two pieces of metal together, and then I grind it and redo it, and, you know, whatever like that.
It's about one of them, the farm thing. I think it comes from Northern. So, yeah. But it worked for a little bit. I use it.
Yeah, me too. I'm not in it professionally right now or any more probably in my life, but I always love welding. I love it. It's my favorite job.
And I got part of the stuff. It's something you can fabricate, you know, like heating that metal up and bending it, twisting and all that. Can't call the name of it. Blacksmith.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff. I mean, I'm not a blacksmith, but I've been around enough welding and machine shops, and I fabricate. I wouldn't say proficient at reading blueprints, but I have did a lot of fabrication. I did it for some Chinese folks that own this place up there off of Malden Road. And man, you talk about strict tolerances. They don't use standard American measurements. They go metric. I had, this thing was about, let me drop a second. This was an I-beam, heavy structural I-beam, probably about 8 inches tall, about the same wide, and it was going to get buried in concrete and bolted down, piece of machinery bolted down to it. It was probably about 25, 30 feet long and about maybe 10 feet wide, and these Japanese guys come over there, and I let my boss check it. Every time, like, I'm going to tack it up, I'm going to weld here, I'm going to weld there, because these people, it was a one, like a metric mark, or they had tolerance was like one or two metrics off, corner to corner, corner to corner, side to side, they was going to decline it. And then after he paid me to do all that, plus bought materials, but I passed it. That guy, they liked it. But that was just, I can't believe how critical they wanted it for something that's going to get mounted into a machine and concrete poured around it. It's unbelievable.
I've just been to see anybody else out there. AR-4 back in. I'm just one of them stick welders. If I just patch it, make it work for me. If I had to weld something for a living, I wouldn't make no living.
For SBX, but yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to hog the radio waste, but it's hard for me to, like, explain it without explaining it. But yeah, I'm going to get off here in a minute anyway, Chuck, about 15 minutes before I try to see my phone will work again, but it's great talking to you, my friend. Look forward to seeing you again. So I'm going to get clear with you on your final KR4, I think it was, ETWW4SBX. I'll be clear on your final, my friend.
W4SBX. Okay. Brad, good talking to you. And I know you wasn't hogging the channel. I just know I've been talking a good bit to you. I never stand by and see if anybody's out there. But we'll talk again. I'll catch you later. KR4ETW on the Campbell Bell Mobile. We out.
I'm here on your final, but I just want to let you know your rig sounds good. You're coming in loud and clear over here. So I'll be clear with you, Chuck. W4SBX.
Roger.